What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you want to win the Jubal Show's trip to the Caribbean, you got to listen at 8:10. Drew is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's getting ghosted by a woman named Mia. So we're about to call her and find out why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date if he wants one. Before we do all that, Drew, how long has it been since you heard from Mia?
Probably about 10 days now.
But who's counting? okay, I'm sorry about the ghosting, but let's just get right into it. Can you tell us about your date and what happened?
Yeah, well, I mean, what happened was we had what I thought was an amazing date. I took her to this barbecue place, also like a super fun country bar. You know, they got the mechanical bull. They had line dancing, bunch of great drink specials. Right off the bat, she and Mia was always saying, like, oh, I'm always up for an adventure. And she said she loves Luke Bryan. So, boom. Plus, not to brag too much, but they have dancing there. And I thought it would be a real good opportunity to show off my rhythm, you know, anywhere I can get and move.
How'd that go?
Well, I feel like you're talking about the dancing or just the date in general? Because I feel like the dancing went really well.
Well, let's start there then.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I feel like we moved really well together. We had amazing chemistry on the dance floor, and it was so good that I thought our bodies would go real good together off the dance floor. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Also, she ate her food with her hands. Like, she wasn't afraid to get dirty. I thought that was the best. She was so fun. Yeah, she got dirty.
All right. So, that's another good sign.
Oh, Drew, I'd say, what are you hoping to get out of this date? But no, I'm just kidding. Well, did she seem like she was into it? Was she, like, having a good time when the dancing was going on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I think, like, the only thing that I could maybe think of, like, so she was eating the ribs with her hands, and I wasn't. I was using a fork and a knife, and, like, maybe I made her feel a little bad or something, but I don't think so, because she, like, teased me about it, you know, because I was being all proper and I was slumming it with her. But I don't know. I think, honestly, I really honestly think she was joking and just flirting, but maybe that's it. I really have no idea what else it could be.
How did the date end?
We both went our separate ways. We didn't, you know, didn't get a chance to test any dance theories out, but that's okay, because I want to just make sure that we have a good start to everything. And, you know, as much as I talk a good game, I'm really out there to try to find someone and have something meaningful. So she took an Uber home and I took a Uber back to my place because we didn't know we'd be drinking. And it was, I thought it was a really nice end of the night.
Did you guys text each other afterwards when you got home, or did the goodbye end before the Uber ride?
Yeah. And the wife said, you know, text me, make sure you get home okay. And she did that. And that was the last time I heard from her.
Going back to your food theory, it is kind of interesting how much pressure is put on matching your date and how they eat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if the person you're with is ordering a burger, like, you don't want to make them feel weird, so you get a burger. If the person you were with eats their pizza with their hands, I'd be making fun of somebody who's eating ribs or a piece of pizza with their knife and fork, too, but all in fun. So I don't know that that would be a deal breaker, but maybe.
Did you maybe say something that turned her off at some point?
Maybe one of my jokes didn't land, but I wouldn't even be able to tell you what it was. I don't think I said anything. I don't know. We looked at each other's eyes a couple of times. You know, those like little moments where you're like, this is going good, you know?
Right. And other than maybe joking about her eating her food with her hands, you can't think of anything else?
No, I really can't. Like, I know, like, I'm trying to be honest with you guys too. Like, I, you know, I'm sure everybody says, oh, I can't think of anything, but I really can't.
Did you guys kiss?
We did not.
Well, maybe she doesn't think you're into her.
Did you get a hug at least at the end?
Yeah, we hugged.
Okay.
We hugged. I got a little rib sauce on my shirt.
We'll see if we can figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you, and then maybe get you another date if you still want one with your first date follow-up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Drew is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by Mia and has no idea why. So we're about to call her. But before we do that, Drew, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about why you think you're getting ghosted by Mia?
Well, we had an awesome date. Took her to barbecue. It was a country bar. We danced and we danced really well together. And at the end of the night, we hugged. I got a little rib sauce on my shirt, and I couldn't wait to see her again.
Aww. Okay.
The rib sauce was from her hands. He didn't just dip his shirt in rib sauce and walk out, although that would have been a move, you know?
Well, that may be why you're getting ghosted.
All right, I'm going to dial their phone number right now. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hi, this is Mia.
Hey, Mia, how are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Mia. My name's Nina.
Hi,
and I'm Victoria.
It's a radio show called The Jubal Show. I don't know if you've ever heard of us before.
I have. Hi.
Okay, cool.
I'm nervous.
Have you ever heard a first date follow-up before?
I have.
Well, you recently went out on a date with somebody, and now you're ghosting them, and they emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone and ask you why you're ghosting them.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Any idea who it could be?
Well, I've only really had one date in the past couple weeks, so I think I know. Is his name Drew?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
But can you just tell us why you're ghosting him? He really wants to know.
Wow. Well, I mean, the date was actually going really well, and it was really fun. He took me to, like, this country barbecue place, and they have line dancing and stuff, and so it was I thought going pretty well. And he was funny and silly, which is awesome. And with the exception of there was this moment we were dancing on the dance floor and this ballad, Shania Twain song came on and he started getting really emotional and started getting like, but he was like also like staring into my eyes as he was crying. And it just felt very heavy and very intense for a first date. And it just seemed like there was a lot in there that I was not ready to unpack as a first date.
So what song was it that came on again?
Still the One, that Shania Twain song.
Oh, I love that song.
That song makes me cry too.
I've never cried to it.
Oh, I cry to it all the time because, like, you know, I just want that one.
You ever cried to it on a first date? Staring into your date's eyes?
No. But did you say anything to him? Like, did you ask him if he was okay? Was there something stuck in his eye?
Well, I did. I was like, are you okay? Like it was like so intense that I felt like I had to say something. And so I was like, are you okay? You're trying to like lighten the mood. And he just kind of was like, oh yeah, I'm good. I'm good. And just kind of like went on, you know, looked away. So it wasn't as weird. It wasn't as weird after that, I suppose, but it was just like that moment was just really, there was just something in there that was like really heavy. And he was getting so emotional, getting tears in his eyes. I don't know. I just felt like, is this guy going to say, I love you at the end of this first date? I was not ready for that. So
it was it not coming across like maybe he was thinking about an ex? It was like he was thinking about you?
That's what it felt like. It felt like he was like locking eyes, like still the one, like you.
Like I just met you and you're still the one. I could see that being a bit much then.
Yeah, I could too. I mean, Jubal, you get emotional often.
Yes.
Could you see yourself doing that? Like if you happen to be looking at somebody in the eyes while you're getting emotional, mm-hmm. What else could it be though?
On a first date, that's initially I thought maybe he was thinking about a past relationship.
Yeah.
You know, like that, maybe that was their song or mm-hmm. something, right?
I definitely didn't think about the ex idea, but that would also kind of be a deal breaker, like you said. So
let's just ask him, Mia. Mia, he's on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh.
Hi, Mia.
Hi. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm a little embarrassed right now. So, I was a bit misty-eyed. It's not because of an ex. I heard what y'all, you know, I was here the whole time. I just didn't know what to say. So, my grandparents have been married 60 years. I'll be 61 this year. And they're just so in love still. And whenever I hear that song, I think about my grandparents. And, you know, it's just a real soft spot for me.
Are you, that's for real, Drew?
Yeah. That's 100%.
I was going to say, if you're making that up on the spot, that is genius.
I was just like, well, that's actually really cute. And I kind of wish you just.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Man.
I wish you told her that.
We were looking at each other and it wasn't like a plan, like, oh my God, I got to get this one. But I mean, like I was having a good time with her and then I thought about my grandparents when that song came on and I was trying not to cry, but I guess I didn't do a good job. You know, I mean, I of course cried. I always do. Yeah. I got real emotional.
Aww. What do you think about that, Mia?
Does it change anything, Mia?
I mean, that is a very good reason. I just also felt like it was a little inappropriate to be so emotional. I just didn't feel like, to me, that told me that like we don't match. You know, like, I'm not a super emotional person, but if one is going to be the emotional person in the relationship, I would like it to be me and not the man I'm dating. Like, I kind of want, I want a rock. I don't want a river, you know?
Oh.
So.
Wow. Okay.
You're not really into emotional type guys like that.
I just feel like it's a lot of extra work. And, you know, I'm so sorry, Drew, but I just feel like it's like a lot that I have to then manage, you know? Mm. So, I mean,
it stings, but I'm glad you're being honest.
That's an interesting take.
I did not expect that.
Like, I really appreciate when a man shows his side.
Yeah, I do too when it's like 6 months into the relationship, but not on the first date.
All right, well, let me ask you this question, Mia. Would you like to go on another date? Would Drew pay for it?
He won't cry. What if he doesn't cry?
I'm going to gracefully decline, but thank you so much. for the offer.
No problem. Drew, I'm sorry, man. No second date for you.
You know, I appreciate you guys trying. It actually makes me feel a lot better just having some closure. And while it stings, I'm glad she was honest. And yeah, I guess that wouldn't work. It'd be you holding me while I'm crying, holding you while you're crying. Just us crying all the time.
Meanwhile, ladies, Drew is single if you're into the crying type.
Yeah.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.